Matt Doctor is here, and we're going to talk a little bit about the concert and then share a little bit with you about some fundamentals of steel pan playing. Tell me first about the concert, Matt, and what's going to be happening.
Well, I'm really, really excited about this concert at Kelly Strayhorn Theater featuring five different youth groups from the Pittsburgh area. And, of course, the way the saxophone from Cannonsburg. It's a really interesting collaboration because we have a wide variety of different styles of music going on. I'm really happy about that. So, as you said, Sankofa Village will be opening the show with African drum and dance and some singing. And then we will be moving on to Obama Academy, which will be featuring their steel band from the high school. And then we will be moving on to Hatco, which is from Hope Academy, and they're going to have a really interesting ensemble that plays a wide variety of music. And also, after that will be Ben Barson's group on the saxophones, The Way of the Saxophone, which I'm really looking forward to. And finally, my students, which I'm really proud of, are going to be doing a world premiere of the piece Le Cabre Coré, which is The Goat Runs.
The Goat?
Translation.
Runs.
Yes, and this is a really special opportunity for us because it's actually going to be a world premiere, the first time the piece will ever be played in public. And it's written by one of our very talented students, Ben Foster, and it's his first steel band composition. So really excited about that.
Ben couldn't be here with us this morning because he has just had wisdom teeth surgery. How old is Ben? Is he still in school?
Ben is 18. He's a senior at Obama Academy.
Good to get it out of the way, Ben. I didn't have mine out until I was in my early 20s. And but I'm sure if you're listening right now, I hope you are get well soon. That hurts to get that done. Yeah. And you had it done over spring break, so you wouldn't miss school. He's a trooper.
Right? Yeah, he really is.
Well, what we're going to do, let's meet the other students who are here with us first. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Leela.
Hi, Leela. And tell me about yourself.
Well, I go to the Ellis School. I'm a sophomore there.
Happy centennial at the Ellis School. I know that's what Ellis is all about this year. We've been out a few times to do things. Is there anybody you might like to say hello to who's listening? Any shout-outs or acknowledgments?
Well, hello to my friends and family, and thank you to my music teachers.
And who are they?
They're Miss Mrozak at Ellis with the Glee Club. Mr. Doctor here with the steel band, and Mr. Romito for the guitar.
Excellent. Well, you sound like you really love music. It's nice to meet you. And then we also have Mason, I think, and let's meet Mason. Hello. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm Mason. I go to Fox Chapel, and I'm 15. I'm a freshman.
And you are also taking lessons from Matt mm-hmm. in steel drum.
Yep.
And what attracted you to playing steel drum?
Well, originally my dad and I were talking about learning drum set, and Matt has drum set connections, I guess. And so in order to learn drum set in a sense more easier, I'm playing the six bass, which is essentially the same learning scale as playing the drum set.
So. Interesting. So those are six different drums?
Yes, it's a custom six bass. Originally, six bass would have 18 notes. This one that I play has 32, and it's more homey to me because I play timpani and other instruments in my band school.
I played timpani too, and it's interesting. I never really tried to play a trap set or a drum set. I think I could because I played triples or quadruple drums in marching band, but I just never thought to do it. And actually, steel pan, what is it called again, a double?
The six bass.
The six bass. Yeah. So you have three drums six drums.
Little three drums on each side, yes.
On each side to choose from. Anybody you want to acknowledge at all?
Just my music teachers, Miss Cooper, Mr. Lesnick, and my dad.
Excellent. Anybody else?
No.
Great. Well, let's hand the mic back over to Matt. And what Matt is going to do, and don't worry, we'll make sure we can get the mic out of your hand. You've got some demonstrations of some of the rudiments that you might learn and practice. We will lead up to just a snippet of the world premiere song. We don't want to play it all because the world premiere is going to be on Thursday. Matt is going to share just some of the rudiments that one learns as you try to master steel pan, as you practice playing it, and it might entice you to learn as you're listening. So I'll let you walk us through those, Matt, and Chad will be here to, or Chad, I'm doing it all morning. I'm used to Chad being here. I know the difference. They're not the same person. Tad Whistle is here. He'll help with the mic. So what would you like to share first?
Well, the steel pan is actually the newest acoustic instrument, the last one being invented before that being the saxophone. And what's really important to me in my program is to go beyond just hitting notes and playing rhythms, where the students actually get a chance to learn music theory and learn why they're playing certain notes and learn the different techniques. The main techniques that we have are hits and rolls. So for a first lesson, we do an A minor scale, which is all naturals, and we go up and down the scale, and we'll show you this technique. We're actually going to do this together with Leela, and this will be an A minor scale up and down, and this will be rolls, which is the first technique that you want to learn in steel pans. One, two, one, two, three, four.
That can't be easy to master. That's going to take some time because you've got to be consistent with your rolls and you have to get to the right notes. And I always found sustained rolls to be a challenge.
Well, the reason that we do those rolls is to try to make a long sound, as if a trumpet or a flute or a saxophone, they can blow through their instrument and make a continuous sound. With a steel pan, we really need to get the note to resonate. And it's difficult to make it not sound like separate hits and to get a nice smooth roll. So that's why we always warm up with our rolls first and we get the nice resonance of the instrument going and get our hands warmed up.
Now, what's next? Rudimentary.
So we'll go right step by step. What we do next is we go ahead and take that same A minor scale, which is the natural minor, and we play it in hits up and down. One. Two, one, two, three, four.
Excellent. And am I detecting a slight difference in scale as you, I think just a slight, maybe a half step?
It's not a half step. It's actually a whole octave. So what we have is a whole family of steel band instruments, sort of like strings have a violin and viola, cello, and bass. We have a very similar kind of setup in the steel band. Now, we don't have everything here today, but what we have is the lead pans and the double tenor. And we're playing our scales from an octave apart because she's starting at a lower A and I'm starting at a higher A.
Okay, that's it's really interesting. By the way, these are Solomon steel pans, which Dr. Solomon was here not too long ago with Matt, and I'm always very respectful of drums made by Dr. Solomon.
As am I. Phil Solomon, he's my favorite steel pan maker. He's actually the reason why I moved to Pittsburgh originally about 20 years ago. He makes beautiful instruments, custom made, and he will be tuning our drums up for the concert and getting us in really good shape so that we sound amazing.
Now, what's next?
So next what we do is a little music theory lesson is changing a natural minor scale to a harmonic minor scale. And Leela, I think, will be able to tell you what the change in the scale is.
So you raise the seventh degree, and if you're doing an A harmonic minor scale, that would mean that you have a G sharp instead of a G.
Excellent. It's good to know you're learning music theory as you do this.
So we'll go ahead and count it off. And we have Mace clicking the sticks for us today because we don't have the drum set and he doesn't have his bass pans.
He's a human metronome today.
Yep, but he's helping us out, keeping the time. Here we go. One, two, one, two, three, four.
Good. It's fun to watch this because I'm learning a lot. It often seems very easy, and as you're watching, the drums must be so easy to play, and it almost seems a little improvised. But there really are some very specific skills you've got to master.
Definitely,
as you do this. I just wanted to mention Matt Doctor is the voice who you're primarily hearing. And Leela is here in Mace from Ellis and Fox Chapel, respectively, playing. And they are part of the band that will be one of the five bands playing at the concert on March 31st, starting at 7 o'clock at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater, where youth musicians and dancers from a variety of genres will take the stage. It's a pay-what-you-can concert. There's a link to it on our website at slbradio.org, and we'll also put a link up on our Facebook page in a few moments. What's next?
So the next would be to do the same scale and to practice our hits and go up and down one octave. One, two, one, two, three, four. And then the next one would be to change it to a major scale, which means we've already changed one of the notes, the seventh, but now we're going to have to change the third and the sixth. So we'll have A, B, C sharp, D, E, F sharp, G sharp, and A. And then we'll reverse down and end together. One, two, one, two, three, four. Great. And then we would follow that with hits in our normal warm-up. So we try to do about 20% to 25% of our actual rehearsal times from 3 to 5:30 as a warm-up. So we get there, we get a nice organic snack, and then we have our drums set up. We warm up individually for a few minutes, and then we come together and we go through our whole set of warm-ups for about 25 minutes, and then we move on to the piece that we're working on for the day.
What a great routine. And do you meet weekly?
We meet on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 3 to 5:30 at the Alloy Studios, which is part of the Kelly Strayhorn Theater where all the rehearsals take place.
And in that same link that we post, that we've posted on our website already, you'll find information about how you can get involved. I'm sure you're always looking for additional drummers.
Absolutely. We're always looking for people to get involved. We're looking for middle school students especially so that they can get a chance to get started at a younger age. I think it's really important for musicians to get started when they're young. Now, it's never too late to start, and that's a good point I'd like to bring up right now. We have two adult members participating in lessons and performances with Soundwave Steel Band, and I'd really like to mention them today too. Sylvia Wallace, who is works at CCAC as a guidance counselor, which is really cool, and she's been very supportive, and she's a musician and a singer and a piano player, and this is her first time playing steel pan, and she's doing a really excellent job. As well, I'd also like to recognize Mason's father, Jeff, and he's been a long-time friend of mine. We've done a lot of work together, and he's done some drumming before, but he's never really learned to play the steel pan, and he's picking it up really quick and doing a great job as well. I'd also like to recognize Chris Knott, who is volunteering and helps us out on the drum set, and he has a lot of knowledge about steel pan as well. He's Phil Solomon's assistant. And as always, Phil Solomon is my dude, and he'll be there at the concert getting us all ready and tuning us up, keeping us sounding good.
And Ken Schrader, too, from Pittsburgh, Obama, has been keeping the flame lit for steel pan for a long, long time.
Absolutely. Ken is awesome.
Now, the concert, this will probably, are you going to do a bit of the song next?
We would love to go ahead and do a little excerpt of the tune. It's just a preview. The intro.
This will be our last chance to talk. So I want to be sure again that you know March 31st, Thursday, 7 o'clock to 8:30. If you haven't been to the Kelly Strayhorn, it's a gorgeous theater right in East Liberty, the old Regent Theater redone. You can go there, enjoy a nice early show on Thursday night. The saxophone players will be there. There's a dance ensemble, steel pan music, and more. And there also will be the world debut of this particular tune. And the author again?
This was composed by Ben Foster, which is a member of our band. This is a student composition.
There's been some good Fosters in the world of composition from Pittsburgh, right? So he could end up being very prolific. He couldn't be here today due to his wisdom teeth being yanked out a couple days ago. Thank you all for being here. And here's a little bit of Ben Foster's first composition. And it translated... Or its name again? It's The Goat Runs?
La Cabra Corre.
And what does that mean? And
The Goat Runs?
The Goat Runs. And once again, here now, just a pleasure to have them here, the Soundwaves, members of the Soundwaves Steel Band. Thank you once again to Matt Doctor and members of the Sound Waves Steel Band.